This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, preliminary work for the construction of a new Melvin Hill Bridge to begin this weekend. An opposition party denies claims that it wants a complete removal of the value-added tax. BSEN calls for fair treatment towards small operators despite its support for the tourist accommodation bill. The BHTA and the police join forces to train 60 security officers in the tourism sector. And the Ministry of Education to introduce the game of chess in schools soon. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Residents of Melvin Hill, St. Joseph, can expect some relief soon as preparation for the construction of a new bridge is expected to begin this weekend. The Melvin Hill Bridge, which is a main access in and out of the community, collapsed just over a month ago and has been closed since then to ensure public safety. An official from C.O. Williams Construction says debushing near the bridge is expected to commence this weekend to enable the utilities companies to carry out an assessment of the area. Officials from the Ministry of Transport and Works also visited the area with Chief Technical Officer Jennifer King, giving an update on the bypass road from Springfield to Newton Crescent.
So the personnel from the depot of Joes River has cleared Springfield to Ridge Road, debushed it. They have also done the potholes and the soft spots have been repaired. The culvert has been completed, and hopefully by next week, if the weather permits, there will be a complete paving of the area and some installation of the reflectors to make it a little safer for persons to traverse that area.
Meantime, operations manager at the Transport Board, Gina Boyce, says they will continue to divert their buses as ongoing work continues in the area.
The diversion route, which is being prepared by the ministry to go through Springfield and Newton Crescent, we have done at least one test run along that so we can identify areas for improvement to ease the bus through that location. And the ministry has taken on our suggestion. So currently, whilst that work is still being done, we are continuing our diversion of the Chalky Monk bus along Horse Hill, East Coast, Belle Plain, and then it's coming up through Dark Hole, Lower Parks, Upper Parks, and continuing into the inner pieces of the Chalky Monk route, Bisix, Cambridge, and Chalky Monk.
Operations Manager at the Transport Board, Gina Boyce. The political movement Friends of Democracy is clarifying its position on the value-added tax, VAT, directly refuting recent claims raised by a public official for it to be abolished. President Karina Goodridge says they are not calling for the complete abolition of VAT, but rather a targeted reform, the removal of VAT on food items sold in supermarkets. As part of their 2025 to 2027 policy platform, the party proposes new plans to ease the burden of high food prices affecting ordinary Barbadians.
We, the Friends of Democracy political party, will completely remove the current 17.5% value-added tax on all food items. At the ports of entry, a new 16% levy will be instituted. These two pair together to ensure that, number one, the cost of living is reduced for our people, and two, the government can still generate enough tax revenue to run effectively.
Goodridge also highlighted plans to set up parish food centers across the country.
We will establish 11 parish food centers, one in each parish, to supply all food items and some other goods such as toiletries, baby supplies, ladies and gents' personal care items, all value-added tax zero-rated and freed from government duties.
President of the Friends of Democracy political party, Karina Goodridge. This country's consumer rights body is not opposed to the tourist accommodation bill, stressing that the new bill seeks to modernize the tourism sector and protect Barbados's reputation. Executive Chairman of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder, also agrees with government's decision to put the legislation on hold to accommodate wider consultation from those directly affected. However, she tells Starcom Network News the bill must be fair, inclusive, and workable for ordinary Barbadians and not just large hotels or international platforms.
All we're asking for is fairness. We're asking for balance and for government to recognize the realities of those who have concerns about the bill. Listening to citizens is not an obstacle, it's a strength. It can help ensure that the legislation is not just ambitious on paper, but workable in practice, and that the benefits of tourism are spread equitably across our society. So government must listen when people raise issues about the types of legislation that are passing swiftly through our parliament.
Executive Chairman of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. Over 60 security guards working in Barbados's tourism industry are participating in a two-day training workshop aimed at boosting their skills and improving visitor safety. The initiative is a collaboration between the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association and the Barbados Police Service. Tourism Liaison Officer for the Barbados Police Service, Assistant Superintendent Stephen Griffith, highlighted the importance of the program.
This is designed at improving the communication skills, knowledge of the law, and other areas of security training that will enhance their performance as they go about their duties in the coming tourist season. We hope that this training will improve the skill sets of many of these officers, and we hope that this will show in the way they protect their staff, their properties, and generally performing their duties when collaborating with the police.
Sade Dean, the Tourism Liaison Officer for the BHTA, echoed these remarks, stressing the importance of enhancing the abilities of security personnel who are essential to the visitor experience.
We are hoping to achieve the understanding of various aspects of security with the help of the Barbados Police Service. They've been a kind partner with us, and therefore we're hoping that most persons can grasp new concepts, at least have a refresher, so that we can look at having a safe tourism environment for our guests.
Tourism Liaison Officer for the BHTA, Sade Dean. The Ministry of Educational Transformation announced a new initiative to integrate chess into the national school curriculum with the goal of making the school's education system the best in the world within 7 years. The announcement was made at a press briefing following a meeting between ministry officials and representatives from the International Chess Federation and the Barbados Chess Federation. Science and Chess Education Officer Curtis Luke said that the program will focus on developing some critical areas in the education system.
Chess implementation in Barbados is not just going to be for the sake of it. It certainly will be used as an intervention. As we continue to build out our infrastructure related to our implementation, there are very important things to us, such as teacher training, access to resources. Inclusivity is very important to us. Chess can be tweaked to cater to diverse learners and diverse learning styles.
He stressed that the game could help improve academic performance.
Minister would have mentioned our national development goals and how important chess will be towards that as well. There's lots of research on the cognitive enhancement that can occur, the socio-emotional development, the increase in academic performance, the increase in teacher effectiveness. Many teachers who have implemented chess report smoother classes and increased student receptiveness.
Science and Chess Education Officer at the Ministry of Educational Transformation, Curtis Luke. Recapping the headlines. Preliminary work for the construction of a new Melvin Hill Bridge to begin this weekend. An opposition party denies claims that it wants a complete removal of the value-added tax. BSEN calls for fair treatment for small operators despite its support for the tourist accommodation bill. The BHTA and police join forces to train over 60 security guards in the tourism sector. And the Ministry of Education to introduce the game of chess chess in school soon. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.